Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are here today to announce that the Justice Department has secured felony guilty pleas from the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, and from its founder and CEO, Changpeng Zhao.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Binance and its chief executive, Changpeng Zhao, pled guilty to money laundering. The company will pay $4.3 billion in fines and restitution, while Zhao will pay $50 million and step down as CEO. He also may face a stiff prison sentence. Though the company claimed to have left the U.S. market years ago, people were still able to use the platform. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Binance lets serious criminals from child pornographers to Hamas launder their money.
Binance was allowing illicit actors to transact freely, supporting activities from child sexual abuse to illegal narcotics to terrorism across more than 100,000 transactions.
The Israeli cabinet looks likely to approve a Qatar brokered deal, rumored to be 50 Hamas hostages for some of the hundreds of Palestinian women and children held in Israeli prisons. The exchange would take place during a pause in fighting, but the war would continue afterwards. After a break for Thanksgiving, Georgia state lawmakers are under a court order to finish drawing new black majority voting districts. A judge's October ruling calls for an extra congressional district in West Metro Atlanta, two new state Senate districts, and state House districts, both in South Metro Atlanta. Voting rights advocates like April Albright with Black Voters Matter are watching.
Our communities don't get that infrastructure. And we see it in our education, and we see it in our roads, and we see it in economic opportunities in the form of opportunity districts, where the state makes a decision about how much money they're going to provide as subsidies to invite industries to come and create businesses.
Air conditioning might seem an obvious necessity in Florida's prisons, but the State Department of Corrections just informed lawmakers there's none in three-quarters of long-term state lockups. Denise Rock with Florida Cares Charity Corp says the legislature doesn't seem to see the urgency.
I read that someone had mentioned no one has died because of air conditioning. We've had lots of people pass out, by the way. We have records of lots of people passing out. You know, cooler temperatures cool people's personality temperatures. That in itself is a reason to provide that air conditioning in those housing units.
With Thanksgiving a day away, groups including the Council on American Islamic Relations Oregon and Movement for Black Lives are asking people to fast in solidarity with Gaza. Jay Amechi with Freedom to Thrive says the idea was inspired by Black August celebrations and the fasting during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan.
That was intentional because we know a lot of people are gathering to celebrate, to feast, and we also want people to experience a slight aspect of deprivation so they can feel a little bit of what Palestinians experience daily in Gaza.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.